I really do not like conspiracism. I think that for the most part, even when people are acting in very suspicious ways, you can usually attribute their behavior and their reasoning to the flow of money, or at the very least, the flow of perceived material interests. You know, like even in the craziest cases, I think for the most part, it's usually, in my opinion, a little bit low IQ to focus on this like magical behind the scenes intangible motivation when usually there's stuff that's more upfront, which is why I really appreciate known Christian evangelical and closeted homosexual Lindsey Graham for just saying from the Wall Street Journal. To help make the case in Iran, Lindsey Graham traveled several times to Israel in recent weeks, meeting with members of the country's intelligence agency, that's Mossad. Quote, "They'll tell me things our own government won't tell me," he said. He spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, coaching him on how to lobby the president for action. So, from Lindsey Graham's own mouth, he has traveled multiple times to meet with Israeli spies and their prime minister, who have been coaching him on how to convince Trump to enter in this war with Iran. So, treason? It would be if Israel and America were different countries. Why would he admit this? Because he, like the rest of them, are invulnerable pedophiles. They have spent their entire lives never facing consequences. So why wouldn't he, you know? Hell, the people at the Wall Street Journal he was talking to probably thought it was great, you know? It's a big club. I'm having a hard time grappling with this. It's so. As Lindsey Graham tried to sell Donald Trump on bombing Iran, he'd like to play a little word association game with the president. I say Franklin Roosevelt, what do you say? The Republican senator from South Carolina asked. The correct answer, you have nothing to fear but fear itself. As he ticked through memorable presidential phrases, Graham asked Trump what his phrase would be. Trump said he didn't know, Graham recalled. Keep protesting, help is on the way, Graham suggested, referring to Trump's social media post in January urging Iranians to confront their government. This is elder abuse. This is a longtime Republican senator acting on behalf of, by his own admission, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Mossad agents trying to mentally woo Trump, who is feeble-minded and dementia-ridden, into warring with Iran. He is unambiguously an Israeli asset. That's not like a hyperbolic claim. It's definitionally what he has claimed to be. Literally worm tongue? No, because worm tongue never admitted that he was just relaying information from Saruman. So this would be like if worm tongue said that and we were all supposed to pretend this was normal. Few people lobbied Trump to undertake the riskiest gambit of the riskiest gambit of his presidency as effectively as the hawkish and persistent Graham, who over a decade has held a sometimes close, sometimes tumultuous relationship with Trump. Some Democrats and even Republicans point the finger at Graham, who they think goaded Trump into a Middle East conflict with little plan for how the situation will play out long term. Lindsay hasn't. I'm sorry if this is like tedious to anyone. I know sometimes when I just read an article, I feel like I'm being boring or I'm doing the YouTube thing, but it is a US senator admitting to being an asset to Mossad, to Israeli intelligence. I just don't. No consequences. Never consequences. Ever. Never. And Schumer's fine with this? Oh, we'll get to him. Actually, you know what? We're not gonna we're let's not get to let's take a step away from this for a second, actually. Let's take a look at what the opposition is doing, okay? So this was recently made viral on Twitter. It's from a visit to a synagogue at the beginning of last month, if I remember correctly.
But I have many jobs as
February
majority
1st.
leader, as the first Jewish majority leader ever, and one is to fight for aid to Israel, all the aid that Israel needs. I will continue to fight for it. And we delivered more security assistance to Israel, our ally, under my leadership than ever, ever before. We will keep doing that, everybody. It is so important. I will always fight to give Israel what it needs and to protect itself from the many in that difficult region who want to wipe Israel off the face of the map. We have to do everything to do that.
So, you know, that's cool. I'm becoming the Joker. Yeah, I mean, he does this like every week. You know, he goes to a synagogue, he talks like this. Remember how Gavin Newsom recently, you know, his consultants told him, like, hey, did you know that Democrats don't like Israel anymore? Gavin Newsom, never heard of AIPAC. He all of a sudden he developed the conscience and he said, you know, yeah, it was a genocide. Gavin Newsom has had the collar around his neck pulled violently by Jewish community leaders. Gavin Newsom's top senior staff met privately over Zoom with Jewish community leaders Wednesday. They called for a clear statement from the governor that Israel is not an apartheid state and to affirm support for U.S.-Israel ties. Oh, sorry, Gavin. Oh, I know. I know you were lying anyway. I know you were being disingenuous. You didn't actually give a fuck about the Palestinians. But, oh, you know, you grifted too far in our direction. Now they're pulling the chain back. All of your top staff, for some reason, have to listen to Jewish community leaders explain how you, if made president, need to continue to provide weapons to Israel. So why do Jewish community leaders get to pull in the top staff of a governor, soon to be presidential candidate, to demand allegiance to a foreign nation? I don't know. I mean, you can... It makes you wonder. I actually haven't seen this full clip myself, and after I watch it, I'm going to go back to the original article that we were reading with Lindsey Graham. But I want to get a full idea for the degree to which Trump has been made susceptible to this, you know, Hasbara, this Mossad propaganda, which we know he's being subjected to. It's not a lie. When you can say, like, Israeli intelligence is trying to brainwash Trump, and that's, like, factually... completely, it should, like, it's the easy, it's, you'd like point to the guy saying he's doing it, right? I mean, you'd have to argue that Lindsey Graham is lying about the thing he himself is doing.
As president of the United States, I will always support Jewish Americans, and I will always be a friend and a champion to the Jewish people. I have been. And I will say, you know, if you go back 10, 12, 15 years ago at the most, the strongest lobby in Washington was the Jewish lobby.
You can't just say that, man. White baby, you can't be talking like that. Goy baby, you can't.
It was Israel. That's no longer true.
No, notice, by the way, how here he just said the Jewish lobby, Israel.
In Washington was the Jewish lobby. It was Israel.
Huh.
That's no longer true. You have to be very careful. You have a Congress in particular, which is becoming anti-Semitic. You have AOC plus three. You have those people. Ilhan Omar, she hates Jewish people. And you have to be very careful because there's been a big change. You know, if you go back 15 years ago, I'm not Jewish, but my father was very friendly with many, many Jewish people, was honored by Federation. I would go with him to Federation of Jewish Philanthropies and many other things. And we grew up respecting and loving Jewish people. You know, you don't even think about it. In Brooklyn and Queens, mostly. And my father didn't go to Manhattan.
Does he talk like this about other groups? Just other groups. He doesn't even talk. He doesn't even talk about Christians like this. I mean, he said America is a Christian nation, right? He does the Christian nationalist propaganda, but this like protracted, drooling adoration. This, I mean, you know who's been talking to him.
He never went to Manhattan from the standpoint. He could never understand how in Brooklyn you could buy a piece of land for $3 a foot and how in Manhattan you had to pay $1,000 a foot. He said, I can't get that. I don't like it. I like to buy it for $3. So it was different. It's a different thinking. In a way, I'm glad he didn't do that because he let me have some of that fun. And it was, I had a lot of fun in Manhattan. We did great. But my father would tell me, the most powerful lobby that there is in this country is the Jewish lobby.
His dad was in the KKK? Yeah. So I wonder why he said that then. Like, it kind of seems like Trump is saying, my father believed in the JQ, and I also believe in it, but aspirationally. Like JQ parentheses pause. Which is a fascinating take. Like the Japanese. Hmm.
It's the Israeli lobby.
He did it again. He did it twice now. He's done this twice. The Jewish lobby. I mean, the Israeli lobby. Twice. He's done this twice now. Twice in 2 minutes.
It's not that way anymore. You have a lot of people in your way. You have a lot of people that don't want to help Israel. You have a lot of people in Congress that don't like Israel. You have a lot of people in Congress that, in a way, I think, Mike, we could say it, right? You're there. You're doing an amazing job, Mike Lawler. They hate Israel. They hate Israel. And if you would have told me 15 years ago that that was possible, Jason, I would have said, there's no way. There's no way that's possible.
He ever talked about another country like this? Just think of, like, every country we're allied with. You can think the United Kingdom, France, Spain, Germany, every country, basically, on Earth. He done this before? He doesn't even do this for America. Dude fucking hates America. All he does is shit talk America. Just this one. Just this, which is one country he's not allowed to. Criticize.
But it's happening. And obviously it's getting progressively worse. Less so in the Senate, but the Senate's starting also. You get glimmers, you know, when I'm in the back rooms.
Just Saudi Arabia when he was there. Yeah, the big difference, though, is that whenever he praises Saudi Arabia or whatever else, or like, Qatar, he's doing it in an obvious, like, you scratch my back, I scratch yours, grifty businessman kind of way. Give me a free jet. Oh, what a great country. You know, agree to invest in this or that or the other. Oh, it's going up. Stocks are going up. It's great. What the fuck has Israel ever done for us apart from make everything worse? What have they even done for Trump? It's not like Netanyahu praises Trump, but outside of that, I mean, there are tons of sycophant, dipshit, authoritarian leaders across the world who praise Trump. They don't get this kind of lavish attention. Trump is easily captured by lobbies because he's stupid and susceptible to flattery, but he is completely captured now. Trump wanted, and I mean this, I believed him when he said this, and I still do, Trump wanted peace in the Middle East as long as the peace that's being referred to is this, like, grandiose, thank God for President Trump, he did it, he solved everything. He's like man-made Abraham Accords. You know, he's like Abraham Accords taking the form of a man. That's what he wanted. Like, in the same way he wants peace between Ukraine and Russia. And I don't even think he cares, like, how much territory Russia keeps. He just wants to be the guy known as the one who fixed it. I'm not saying he's not a warmonger. He is. I'm just saying that he loves feeling like he's accomplished the peace, right? What he's doing right now with Iran, tanking his future viability, right? Like the viability of his party, right? This is incredibly bad. There is no fucking way this works out. And he's acting against the wishes of the Pentagon and Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. So that's for one. All of that and re-engaging in conflict at the whims of another country. There's so much that's being done here that's contrary to his nature. And I think it's because he has been utterly, completely captured, like by people like Lindsey Graham, you know? We'll get back to that article, but yeah, I think that Israeli intelligence has done a number on him. I think Israeli intelligence has done a number on a lot of people, and I think that Trump is just incredibly susceptible. And he's also surrounded by people who have themselves basically become Israeli assets, like Hegseth. So as a consequence, there aren't as many people around him who are pulling him back into sanity, you know? Again, sanity in this case being a very relative term. I'm not saying that Trump would be a great guy were it not for Israel. You know, I don't want to be misunderstood. What I'm saying is that this particular fuck-up is driven by a brand of insane evangelicism that Trump does not believe in. He's not ideologically a Zionist. Trump wouldn't give a shit if the Saudi royal family controlled Israel. As long as the people there were nice to him and said nice stuff about him, that's all he cares about. But he's dying on this hill, and I think it's because he's been told he has to.
Talking to people, you get glimmers of statements that you say, whoa, where did that come from? So we have to be, Sid, we have to be very careful because it's bad things are happening. And then you see what goes on in Australia or October 7th. How about October 7th? And then you have people that deny it ever happened. How about the people that deny like they didn't
deny October 7th ever happened? I've seen a lot of crazy people online. I can't say I've seen that.
Deny the Holocaust, but, you know, you figure, well, that's just many years. Well, October 7th is not many years at all. And you have people that deny October. I saw tape that I wish I never saw it, actually. I wish I never saw it. I got to see tape that
I hope you're excited to argue with Nazis for the rest of your life after this. It doesn't really matter that much. You know why? Because so far, all the young Nazis that have entered the Republican Party have basically existed to slob the knobs of the Zionists above them. You know? Like, Nazis in the Republican Party could never meaningfully oppose Zionism because they would just recreate it from first principles. Zionism doesn't exist because of Judaism. Zionism is just an amalgamation of corporate and pedophilic power, which they would immediately recreate if given the chance. It wouldn't matter if it was being done by the Jews. It could be done by Protestants or Orthodox or Hindus. It doesn't really matter. But Nazis love corporate power and pedophilia, so they would just recreate it. You know, the only thing that like distinguishes a young Republican neo-Nazi from a, you know, Israel worshiping Christian evangelical is that they're like one step removed from the recreation of the Zionist affect. You know, oh, sure. Maybe you don't like the fact that Epstein was Jewish and that we're worshiping Israel right now. But all of the underlying power structures could just coagulate around a different ethnic group. It wouldn't matter to you. You would just recreate it. I just watched a video about how the original Nazis and Zionists worked together. Scary but interesting. Yeah, well, Zionism has always been, it's literally like a blood and soil project. So, of course, there have always been, like, overlaps. It's not a secret.
Some of you got to see, but as president, I got to see things I wish I never saw. But there's no denying it. But then they'll say, oh, the tape was a rigged tape. It was a tape that never existed. They
Excuse
made it
me?
Up. It's just propaganda. I don't know if they believe it. I don't think they believe it, but you have to be very, very careful. Bad things are happening, and we're not going to let that happen. While I'm president, and the DOJ and Harmeet, we're not going to let it happen, but please.
I think the biggest tell that this is Trump being captured by Israel is that I've never seen Trump frame a military intervention in a way that was not self-aggrandizing. Like, Trump is essentially saying we need to invade Iran because people are too bigoted against Jews. When the fuck has he ever talked like that? He should be rambling about how he's the greatest and smartest president ever and how the Iranian people love him in actuality and that this will all be over in a day. What is this, like, minutes-long ramble? Oh, my father said the Jews were the biggest lobby. What are you on about? This is the JQ parentheses pause, and that's what he's been told to believe. Yes, Bibi has done Holocaust denial.
Please be vigilant and careful because you have some bad people that are now in Congress that were unthinkable to be in Congress 12, 13, 14 years ago, 15 years ago.
So, back to the article. Sitting in his Senate office this week with canisters of Planters peanuts and hundreds of scattered papers on his desk and signed MAGA hats on his shelves, Graham was almost giddy about persuading Trump to bomb Iran. One of the newer hats reads, "Make Iran Great Again." "What are they going to do to me?" he said of critics who opposed his efforts. That's how he responds to criticism. What are you going to do about it? Well, I guess that's a fair question. The senator said he was already talking with Trump about further military interventions in Lebanon and potentially Cuba, which he said would happen soon. He wasn't particularly concerned about what was next in Iran, he said. How interesting. He wasn't particularly concerned about what happened next in Iran. The day after the attack began, Graham told NBC's Meet the Press that the goal of the Iran operation is to change the threat, not the regime, adding the U.S. would not pick Iran's next leader. "They say if you break it, you own it. I don't buy that. You break it when it's a threat," Graham said in the Journal interview. How would an intervention work in Lebanon? We're already doing it. Well, I mean, Israel is, and we'll do whatever Israel says. In the White House, some military advisors warned Trump against the conflict, a group that Graham referred as the non-entanglement crowd. Graham said betting on Trump's second term was worth it for the president's military interventions alone. In the first term, Graham said, Trump probably wouldn't have bombed Iran. He didn't have as much confidence in the military and as much knowledge about how the world worked. Well, the real reason was because October 7th hadn't happened, and Israel had not engaged in a concerted all-out effort to consolidate its power in the Republican Party to get them to do anything they wanted. I mean, it definitely helped that Biden also did anything they wanted. Other Republican presidents wouldn't have greenlighted the Iran operation either, he said, something that he keeps reminding Trump of. Help make the case in Iran. Oh, right, here it is. Graham traveled several times to Israel in recent weeks, meeting with members of the country's intelligence agency. "They tell me things our own government won't tell me," he said. He spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, coaching him how to lobby the president for action. They know this is their last chance to ever fulfill the neocon fantasies that they're going all in. I still think that a lot of this would have played out if Biden or Kamala Harris had won in 2024, because we know that they're also extremely captured. I don't think that America would have gotten directly involved in bombing Iran, but every day they lied to protect Israel. No benefit to America's interests. Israel spat in our face every day. They lied. They were such ungrateful little shits. Netanyahu was never satisfied with the lies that Biden told on his behalf in ways that only hurt Biden. Biden only suffered for what he did to defend Israel. It only hurt him in the long run. Kamala lost the election because of it. And still they defend it. Graham also talked to the Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, to make sure he was aware. "I went to MBS to say, okay, I think this is going down." Loved it. Just again, love the, just, I'm a U.S. senator and I'm doing, I'm like talking to foreign powers to negotiate without the president's approval. Just really super normal stuff. It's not supposed to happen, but I appreciate him being straightforward about it. Super cool. Graham's long game. Graham's long won a regime change in Iran, but has never had a president willing to go as far as Trump. In 2015, Trump famously read Graham's cell phone number on stage after Graham called him a jackass. Graham sharply criticized Trump over the riot by Trump supporters on January 6th at the Capitol. Trump has remarked to aides about how much Graham gets booed at the president's rallies in South Carolina, and Graham has occasionally annoyed Trump with his persistence, White House officials say. How does Graham stay elected? Republican voters are cattle, and they will do whatever they're directed to do by the party. It doesn't matter. Graham could advocate for federal legislation that would force every Republican in South Carolina to eat at least 1 kilogram of cow feces a year, and they would still vote for him. They will do whatever they're told to do. Other aides, including Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff, pushed talks. Graham pushed regime change. I said, they don't want a deal, he said. They're not trying to buy a house. They're trying to burn your house down. Lebanon next. Right, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much mainstream coverage this is going to get. In my opinion, a senator saying that he's operating as an asset of Israeli intelligence to convince the president to engage in a war on behalf of a foreign nation sounds like treason to me. I don't know what the punishment is for treason. It's probably pretty bad. Wish somebody would look into that. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not a legal expert. Seems bad to me. Too bad the law isn't real. Mm-hmm. This Graham thing is making me think Russia might not even have that much dirt on Trump. I don't think it's a dirt thing. We all know Trump is a pedophile. Everyone knows Trump is a pedophile. Like, what difference would it make? So Russia releases what? It could be a video of Trump being a 10-year-old. What would it do? What would it do? Really, what would it do? Would it tell you anything you didn't already know? That they're all the most evil people alive. We all know. There's no bar here. Corporate media continues to defend this and allows this to happen. Because corporate media is bought in by the same interests, you know? Go look at the Ellisons. Do you think they want Trump in Iran right now? The answer is yes. I'm being facetious. The media moguls also want us there.